thrice daily. Damn, I fucking hate group sessions. I mean, who wants to get up in front of a bunch of people and masturbate? It's like going to a public bathroom and leaving the stall door open. Who does that? Well, today, it's me. I've just got to get past all of my pent-up emotions and sexual inhibitions if I really want to have a sexy, you know, healthy sex life. This is my first session, and they gave me a detailed set of instructions to follow. I'm here with Nurse Judy and Jasmine, and according to the rubric, I'm supposed to do something I've never done before. I'm supposed to tell my favourite sex story and how I end up here at the Camelot sex shop. Let me start with the last part first. I came to the Camelot sex shop because I'm hooked on sex. I'm a nymph and I've got to orgasm at least 3 times a day. I first met Dr. Mark on Camelot.net, where I left a message on the Contact Us page. I told him about my sexual fantasies and how hard it was to find a partner who could keep up with my insatiable appetite for sex. He assured me that Camelot was the place for me. Most men would kill for a woman like me. What man in his right mind wouldn't want a woman who loves to orgasm 3 times a day? I like the orgasm. I've been doing it for years. I'm hooked on the dopamine rush, the oxytocin, hell, anything and everything to do with sex. I like it all. Some say I'm unbelievable. Others say I'm unimaginable. I say it like this. I'm hooked on sex. I like sex so much that I developed into a routine, you know, just like clockwork. Once, when I wake up in the morning, once in the office, right before I commute home, and once before going to bed. How can I do it at work every day? It's easy. I'll go to the bathroom after the majority of people have left the office and play with myself until I come. Sometimes I just can't hold back the oohs and ahs. One day, there was a couple of guys standing in the hallway at the water cooler, which just happens to be right outside the door of a ladies' room. I was doing my usual routine and loving every minute of it. I had my earbuds on watching porn on my cell phone, and I must admit, I got a little carried away. I tried to keep it down so they wouldn't hear me. That's when I heard something thumping. I decided to sneak out quietly without flushing, and when I opened the door, lo and behold, I caught one of them with his ear on the door and his hands and his pants. He jumped back and tried to blow me off. But I knew what he was doing. Not only was his face a rosy shade of red, I could see a bulge in his pants too. That's when the other two guys with him kind of scurried away, trying to act like nothing happened. I'm no fool. And at first, I was kind of pissed. I knew why he was listening, and I didn't want to be an object of a cheap thrill. But then something came over me, and I realised that I didn't care. Men have to do their business too, right? I was still wet and in my own little world, so I just leaned over and whispered in his ear, "What goes on in the ladies' room stays in the ladies' room, right?" That's when he smiled and looked at me and said, "Right." That's when things started getting out of hand. You see, I gave him my username and met the guy on Reddit, and after trading a few private messages, I could see that he was a perfect match for me. I didn't know it, but I was really an exhibitionist at heart. I hated to come alone. I wanted an audience, someone to know what I was doing, someone to enjoy it with me. And he was the right guy for me. He started by asking me questions. How often did I do it? Where did I do it? Who was around? I lived alone, so I could do it anytime. You know, I wanted while I was at home. So I made a pact with him. I promised to check in before and after I did it. And that's when he started giving me his special assignments. I love the attention, and I love being told what to do. When I was at work, he had me take pictures of my sexcapades in the ladies' room. I would go into the store and take a picture there too. And then he made me do something really weird. He told me to take a selfie when I orgasmed. He wanted to see the expression on my face, like a dutiful sex object. I took a selfie at that explosive moment. What's so strange is I couldn't look at it at first. I had to take the picture and send it to him, sight unseen. I just didn't want to spoil, you know, my special moment. As soon as he got the picture, he named it. "That's my midday cum slut," he told me. And then he told me to hike up my skirt and take a selfie in the mirror. Every day it was a new pose. Before and after, he told me. I've got to see the before and after. I didn't know what he expected to see, but then one day I got curious and took a closer look at the pictures and began to see it too. Before I did it, looked a little dull, some would say pale, but somewhat excited with anticipation. And afterward, I looked a little spent. My face was flushed and my hair was a little out of place. I even had a glow on my skin from a little perspiration as I worked up a sweat. He studied the pictures and then he did it too. He would look at the before picture, get excited thinking about what it will be like to be with me, and then he would jerk off and come. Then he would look at the after picture and imagine he was with me and glowing in radiance of my sexual satisfaction. His imagination would run wild. He begged me, "Let me do it with you too." And I obliged, ever so slightly. Just a little bit at a time. It started gradually. First I would write him a little note. "Guess what I did," I would say. And then started with the pictures. And then it was a vid. Oh, how much he liked the vid. I would come in 5 minutes or less. And I would upload a video of me coming and he would watch it the night and jerk off too. It went on like this for some time. Maybe days, maybe months. I don't know. We were enjoying it too much. And that's how he slowly worked up to a real time screw. Well, it wasn't really a screw. It was some form of mutual masturbation. I'd never tried it before. When you get down to it, I'm a little bashful. But after the erotic love notes, the pictures and the vids, I felt confident, like I could do anything. He didn't have to do much begging this time. And we switched up too. Some days was phone sex. Some days I did it without him and sent the before and after pictures. Some days I did the vid and some days I did it all alone, kind of sneaking away in plain sight for some quiet solo time. Next came the striptease. At night and the wake-up screw in the morning. He made me experiment with all sorts of toys. Vibrators, dildos, nipple clamps, paddles. I had a sex toy for every occasion and he wrote out elaborate recipes for both pleasure and pain. He was... meticulous, and he wrote out detailed instructions for me. Number one, take off your blouse. Number two, take a selfie. Number three, take out one nipple. Number four, take a selfie. Number five, take off the bra. Number six, take a selfie. Number seven, put on the nipple clamps. Number eight, take a selfie. Number nine, drop your skirt. Number 10, drop your panties. Number 11, take a whiff. Number 12, take a selfie. Number 13, lick two fingers and insert them down below. Number 14, massage your clit. Number 5, come. Number 16, work that G-spot. Number 17, come again. Number 18, work that pussy, baby. Number 19, come a lot. The instructions would go on and on like that, and I loved it. I enjoyed being told what to do and when to do it, and the outcome was always the same. I ended in orgasm each and every time. It was a perfect match. I enjoyed it, and he enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. Squirting cum 2 and 3 times a day, day after day, week after week. Until I found someone else who could keep up with my insatiable appetite for sex. I'll get to him in a minute, but right now, I want you to do something special to me. Do you like my story? Do I make you hot? Well, don't stop now. Don't end it here. Keep pleasuring yourself. comealot.net